Where's my Blog Talk Radio? Imagine that look David Draymond gets when he's singing. Oh, Lord.
Totally need some pissed off music. This is awesome.
Whew. Whew.
Hey. Oh, man. Hey. Oh, hi,
I can't
I
stop
guess.
The music. It won't stop.
Oh, why am I here? Oh. Keep it low. It'll play itself out. That's fine.
All right. So it's Thursday. It's April 12, 2012. And it's time for the,
Speaking, darling.
Wow.
Wow. did that song, like, you know, all that headbanging break
it
some
totally
things loose in there
messed
or something?
Up my train of thought. All right, it's time for the Thursday edition of Gamer Girls Radio, which means that we are a little raw, very unprofessional as usual, because that's just how we are. Or maybe that's just me. I think it's just me. Pretty sure. But anyway, I'm so...
itches. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's not just me. It's not just me. Yeah, I'm Snow White. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that song totally just messed up my focus.
It's all right.
Now I'm all like, wah! And you're like,
I need you to stop doing the sound effects. No,
the sound effects are awesome, though. I totally love the sound effects. Come on.
I mean, my eyes get really big. My hands are balled into fists, and they're up by my shoulders, and I'm like, you know.
Wow.
Oh, sure. And then we also have Corey / Gamenatrix, who's apparently having watermelon.
Yep. Having some chicken later, too.
What?
Somebody got like France.
Like, I cannot enjoy some juicy watermelon and some chicken.
As long as you don't have, like, Orange Crush with it, I'm all good.
No, it's Orange Drink.
Or Fanto.
Purple
orange
drink.
Yeah, Orange Drink.
Look, and you know what? You have to clarify that I am a woman of color because, you know, they'll be like, oh, my God, GGR is, like, so racist. No.
Oh, yeah. She's a woman of color. Yes.
Wow. Really? Will people really do that?
Yes, they do.
What's wrong with people?
Yes, she's a person of color, so she is actually blue. So.
No.
I am.
Fuchsia.
Oh,
pink,
I would prefer to go with caramel.
That's
right.
I'm just as white as they come. So, we also have Ginger. You're a redhead. You have no soul. We also have...
No, actually, I do. I bought mine off eBay. Thank you.
Oh, then you're...
What?
Just, yeah.
It was harvested from a third world child. I saved...
Oh!
Oh, man. Here we go.
That
here
was
we
bad. Go. We're moving on. We also have... Ginger Rocks up in the hizzle, and I just want to give a disclaimer. Okay. Some things that Ginger Rocks say do not have anything to do with Gamer Girls Radio.
No, especially when Ginger Rocks has been drinking before the show.
Yeah. I'm going to have to ask you to, you know, the filter between brain and mouth, I'm going to have to ask you to put that back in.
No.
And we also have a guest today because Blaster could not make it. So we also have a guest who has been with us before and who is very hot. And let me tell y'all, when I say hot, I mean very hot. I saw her picture. The bitch is smoking. Hey, Molly Pop.
Hello.
See? How could
well, she's all calm today.
Hello. I know.
Put some salt on her. Put some salt on her.
I got
oh,
salt.
Oh, I'll probably offer. What? Do what now?
I got something I can put on. You get, like, some chocolate body paint.
I said,
although,
sorry.
You know, if you put that in the microwave too long, your house smells like you've been baking brownies. I'm just saying.
Really?
Wow.
Well,
okay, let's try this now.
It's actually really good.
I don't have
to. Oh, wow. Oh, she's about to do that.
Okay.
That's how we feel about that. No, ma'am.
That sounded like the noise that Forrest Gump made.
We're having some movie and music and gaming Tourette's here.
We so are. Should we get on with the show? Oh, I'm going to give out the phone number because I totally forget it.
Yes.
On time. Our guest call-in number, if you actually want to call in and talk with us and deal with our Tourette's tonight, is 347-215-7977. I'll give it to you again. Make sure you have your pen and paper handy because I don't like repeating myself more than once, okay? It's 347-215-7977. Yeah, and guest in the chat room, if you actually want to chat with us, you have to sign in.
Yes, which means you have to make an account.
Yes.
So, yes, do that. Do that and come talk to us.
Yes.
Okay.
Right, so who wants to go first? Who's throwing the first stone, man?
The first stone. I shall cast the first stone.
All right.
I'm sorry, I was with an English lady for a good portion of the afternoon.
That's awesome.
Wait a minute, I have to tweet it first. We're about to take us a pot shot at Maxim.
Oh, yes. Okay,
Maxim magazine.
Sharp knives, ladies.
Oh, yeah. Get the balloons ready. Apples. All right. So, in case you don't listen to the morning show, and you should.
You really should. We're really good. A lot of fun.
I don't know about good, but we're informative and entertaining. We're informative and entertaining in the morning.
Yeah, but we're good, though.
I don't know if we're any good, but we are informative. Maxim has done something that many before them have tried to do and have failed miserably, as they will fail miserably. Hello, Edvina Spree, one of our mom blogger. She's like, I'm coming. Yeah, all right, come on. But in any case, they've decided to hold the Maxim Girl Gamer or Gamer Girl competition. Okay, so where we picked up the story was from GameIndustry.biz because one of the guy writers was wanting to write a bit of how disappointed he was in Maxim. This is unusual for a guy to be writing this, but he says he spoke to Maxim via Twitter and Virgin Gaming, who's also involved. And Virgin, I'm very disappointed in you because I'm supporting one of your phones. I'm tell you what, how about I go to Boost Mobile, see if they respect a gamer? How about that? How about that?
Right. How about them apples?
Take my fluffy cakes and my phone, and we will go. Anyway.
Not the fluffy cakes.
Yes, the fluffy cakes. But they're saying that they're looking for somebody who not only has confidence on camera and gaming skills, but looks. We're not just looking for a gamer, but a host with cred for industry events and media features.
With cred?
Cred.
Any gamer with, quote, cred won't want to work for a magazine like Maxim.
Ooh. Where do I begin with this? We've had so many companies that tried to do this. One in Canada, who we personally helped lampoon about 4 or 5 years ago. There's been, I think IGN tried to have one, GameSpot. You know what? Honestly, Maxim, you're about 5-6 years too late to try to do this, one. And two, to try to pass it off as we're looking for a real gamer. Honey, I can pick out at least 4 or 5 people on Facebook that have never flashed their tits in front of anybody and are relatively nice-looking women that have the cred that you're looking for. You could have just hired them. Go look up Kat Hunter. Go look up Morgan Romine. Go look up Amy Brady. Hell, look at one of us here on the show. Hell, there's Molly Pop from We the Gamers. There's tons of us.
Molly Pop could totally do that shit, and she could flash her titties at me anytime.
You don't need to have a contest. If you just want to, see naked girls, just say that. I want to see naked girls holding controllers or licking controllers, and stop trying to pass it off as a contest. Really?
They want to see naked girls sit in pies. You get in the pie, bitch.
Yeah, fuck that. You get in the pie.
Fuck your pie.
And your mama who made it.
Oh, damn.
Ladies, what am I gonna do with y'all?
Okay.
I love them forever.
Now, anybody else have an opinion about this competition?
It's GLaDOS is pumping you.
Yeah, okay, what does somebody else speak? Somebody else speaks in while GLaDOS gets...
It's bunk. It really is. I mean, Maxim, seriously, any person, this is my opinion on the whole matter, any gamer girl, any gamer woman with, quote, cred, which is what they're apparently looking for, would not want to be associated with a magazine like Maxim, because Maxim objectifies women. All they're looking for are women who want to flash their tits and their poon and their stomach and their ass and everything else. And they want to do this shit. But it's like, I totally don't understand how they can think that any gamer girl with any respect for themselves would want to go to Maxim. Now, I'm not saying that if you got it, you shouldn't flaunt it, because, you know, hey, go for it. But at Maxim, really? Find a better magazine. Maxim.
I know. Couldn't you at least find one that's taken seriously?
Yeah, exactly.
The gaming community?
Exactly. Maxim is like softcore porn, basically.
Wait, Maxim isn't taken seriously in the gaming community?
No, not so much.
Why not?
It's not.
I mean, prior to this article.
I'm sorry?
I mean, prior to this article, or prior to this content.
Porn magazine, not a video game magazine. It's not somewhere I would go for my video game information. Not that I'd go to magazines anyways.
Well, what about your thoughts on Joe Garcia, who was on Playboy, who was the gamer next door?
Same thing. I don't think that's right. I don't care if it's a magazine showing naked men or naked women. I don't care. There is no way that I want my games associated with softcore porn.
I guess the main deal, and the porn doesn't really bother me. The main deal is that they are looking to hire somebody, and they're doing it with the whole, you know, you got to be a gamer, but you got to be hot. And that annoys me, because you're not being taken serious for your skills.
You're being taken serious
for your boobs.
And I got to tell you something. I've seen some of the girls with Maxim.
Yeah.
And they are not hot to me. They look like fucking stick figures. Can you please get girls at least with curves, for God's sake?
Yeah. I mean, hell, I mean, if my boobs could work the controller, that'd be great, but they can't.
Exactly.
Have you ever tried to use the controller by licking it? It's really hard.
I have, and then I realized how dirty my hands were when they were touching the controller, and I grossed myself out.
No, never done that.
Yeah.
That's new. I don't know if I'll be trying that, because,
I feel like it's two steps backwards, honestly.
I feel like it's insulting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not because they're showing their bodies, but because they're being judged for their bodies instead of their skills as a gamer.
Go ahead.
I really feel like it makes the rest of us look, I mean, as much as we fight to be taken seriously, as many times as I've fight, like I said in reply to Corey's article the other day, as many times as I've signed into a Ventrilo or a Sky or TeamSpeak, and they've been all like, oh, girl. I mean, hell, I got picked up by a clan in Aeon, and the guy was all kinds of oohing and aahing over my armor, and, oh, wow, you've been here a while, and da-da-da-da-da, you must be just returning, and this, that, and the other, and he's all excited, you know, you're going to be our new main chanter and everything else. I sign into TeamSpeak, and they're like, oh, my God, you have boobs. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I have a clan, too.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I mean, it's like, really? I mean, do my boobs make me any less of a gamer?
No. I mean, in their eyes, maybe. I think
I'm all over here just muted, like, why are they not letting me speak?
Oh.
I keep trying to talk, and nobody wants to let me speak. I don't know why.
Go ahead and speak. Thank
you. I think the thing that is most annoying is, because, you know, on this show, obviously, we do take it to a sexual level, but that's because we don't want to leave you. Because, you know, we have the guys that call in that say things. We're pretty much not leaving you anything to say. We're letting you know you're not shocking us.
Yeah.
But the bad part is like, if you were in our chat room, because I know some of you are listening, quite a few of you have started following us right now, so you're listening, come in the chat room. I'm actually posting excerpts from the article. And one of the excerpts is about one of the girls who's participating is actually an animator. And I think it's demeaning to her. She's probably extremely talented. Most women in the gaming industry are. I'm not just saying that because I'm a woman. I have very rarely run across a woman who does something in the gaming industry who isn't just fucking awesome at what she does. So, but the thing is, if she's doing this to try to get into the industry, it is, as Molly said, two steps back. The second she steps into the room and says, I work for Maxim, and she's, you know, looking boobalicious, they don't really care that she developed this new animation technique that's going to revolutionize gaming. They're looking at her boobs. And it's sad that it's that way, but it is, and Maxim needs to not be trying to capitalize on it. They're doing what a million people have done before, but right now in this time period, I think it's going to hurt them. It's actually a backlash even coming from some of the men in the industry. Even some of them are tired of it. They're like, God, how many of these fucking gamer girl competitions can we see?
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
These
yeah.
Some of these chicks we pick up are not all that great. They're not smart. They're not articulate. They can't speak because we pick the one with the prettiest boobs, not with the biggest brain, is what you need.
Exactly.
You don't want somebody, Maxim. And Maxim's not a bad magazine. I've read Maxim. I picked it up.
I'm not fond of Maxim.
Yeah, they have some decent writers at Maxim, but who's going to be looking at your magazine for gaming, for one? For two, anybody who goes and works for Maxim, not taken seriously in any aspect, any type of aspect
yeah,
at all.
It really is almost like softcore porn, and I'm not even exaggerating.
Oh, yeah,
if you ever see the picture spreads in Maxim, excuse me, it really is almost softcore porn. And you're right, whoever goes to work for Maxim in any capacity, if you walk into a room and you say, I work for Maxim, they immediately turn their mind to sex. Instead of what you're actually trying to accomplish. So these women who are going to Maxim to try to further their careers by, you know, showing some skin on a magazine, honey, you're not helping yourself at all. Because from that point on, whenever anyone thinks of your name, the first thing is not going to be how good of a gamer you are, animator, developer, whatever. It's going to be that your titties were in Maxim.
Exactly.
Now, and Venice is total titty flasher. Yes, but we can get away with that. Whereas now when we walk into the room and they hear Gamer Girls Radio and they hear Gamernatrix, they go, oh, those bitches are sexy, but don't say anything to them about it. Don't say anything. Man, don't look at their fluffy cakes.
You are you, for real.
They, look, and they may put them up in your face. You better look away.
You better
use your peripherals, boys. Use your peripherals. Use your peripherals.
Oh my God, I love y'all.
I think this is just kind of a sad just thing. Like that's what this is. It's just sad because it's like it just shows everything that's A, wrong with this industry right now for females, and B, everything that's wrong with this fucking society. That like it's just that the gaming industry, you can look at it from two ways, and at least in my opinion, you can look at it from just the gaming standpoint, which I'll address first. Gamers fight every day, which I think somebody touched on this a little bit ago, but gamers fight on a daily basis to prove that their jobs, that what they do is substantial, is that it's respectable. You know, we all aren't just living in our mom's basement, you know, screaming for Hot Pockets and drinking Mountain Dew. I mean, I do.
Bring me a goddamn Hot Pocket right now.
Hot Pocket!
It better be cooked this time.
But it better be a lean pocket, and I want it to be one of the garlic pepperoni pizza ones.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Look at you,
I'm sorry.
And it better not be cold in the middle. God damn it.
No, the cheese had better be melted all the way through. If I get one of those little globs of cheese, I'm going to be pissed. My whole night's going
to
be...
Anyway, back to what Molly was saying. Go ahead, Molly.
And so, basically, so you take this Maxim article, and this Maxim competition, and even if it was a GQ thing, like, oh, these guy gamers can be hot, it would still be the same thing.
It is the same thing.
It's just... Actually, let me take that back. It would and it wouldn't, just because it's a, you know... Be like, oh, that's cool. Like, the thing that sucks, it would be such a double standard, is that it would be a positive thing for men, because it would show, like, oh, you know, they're not all fat living in their parents' basement. But it's like they're trying to do it for women, and it's not the same thing. It just degrades women even more in the industry.
I think it is kind of the same thing. To me, it's on the same level. Because when people hear, like, if people hear that I'm a gamer girl, they kind of stare at me. They're like, well, you don't look like a gamer. I'm like, well, what do gamers look like? You know, I mean, what do gamers look like exactly? And then they start stuttering. And, well, I'm like, oh, okay. So you thought that I would be fat. Yeah, I'd be fat and I'd have bad skin and greasy hair and all this other stuff, right? And they just go, well, you know, like, whatever, dude. So I think it is on the same scale. I don't think it should be anything. I don't think looks should be a factor in this at all. I think it should be a focus on your skills. Okay, and I think it should be a focus on your abilities. I don't think it should be, oh, he's got awesome washboard abs and she's got a nice rack. I mean, that just doesn't really factor into me. Now, if you do have those things, more power to you. But find
fun.
Better ways. But find better ways to flaunt them than going and showing your shit on a magazine.
If you're
what I posted in the chat room.
Do what?
Look what I just posted in the chat room.
Hang on. Yeah, that's true.
No, thank you. Totally has bad skin and goosey hair. I rock that shit.
Okay, no, see, I've seen him. He's still lying.
I'm going to be all over the place, but there was a panel at PAX East, and the reason I bring this up is that this was brought up at the panel, and the girls from Fat, Ugly, or Slutty, or one of the girls from Fat, Ugly, or Slutty was there, and then my friend Jenny,
this
who day? Does not,
was
not
it
in the
Fede?
Kitchen. What? Abba?
Was it Fede?
Fede? Fat, Ugly, or Slutty.
No, I mean, Fede is the one who started it. She's an old friend.
It was...
Tall, blonde, skinny.
No, she had brown hair. She's from...
Oh, I don't know her then. Continue on, I'm sorry.
Anyways, okay. And so they were there, and then Jenny from Not in the Kitchen Anymore was there, and then Roulette was there, and Frag Cadet, Elisa, was there. And they were all talking about, kind of the same things that we were talking about now. And somebody brought up the Maxim competition, and Elisa just went and hid under the table just at the mention of that thing. It's just because it was just, you just saw all the girls just go, ugh. But the thing is, the overwhelming message from that panel was essentially, you shouldn't feel like you have to be somebody. Like, you shouldn't feel like you have to be a certain person other than yourself to be a gamer. Whether you're a girl, whether you're a male, whether you're a donkey, for fucking, I don't care. just be you, have fun.
That's a nice game. I like that game.
I think the other thing these girls should really think about that are entering this is that they are the exact reason why, I can't even remember what her name was now, but the contestant in the, what game was it? Some fighter game. Was totally getting leered at and had the camera pointed at her and got chased off.
They are
the reason this happened.
Totally.
Because they allow this.
Yes.
But you know,
100%.
Let me tell you something funny, Molly, that you bring up that panel. That panel surfaces at every PAX in one form or another over and over. I did one similar in 2009, 2010?
Mm-hmm.
The PAX panel, How to Get Your Girlfriend in the Gaming, and it always turns to something to do with women being sexualized, and it's like talking to a brick wall.
Yep.
Why is it you all are not getting the message? I'll say the same thing I've been saying for the past 9 years. The fact that I have tits, a cunt, an ass, long hair, that I wear eyelashes, if I wear Manolo Blahnik, if I wear combat boots, if I'm a gay, straight woman, bi, lesbian, it does not figure into how well I can play a game, code a game, illustrate a game, write a story about a game.
Story.
We're not talking about football or baseball. I mean, I said that in the article. Yes, I understand why you don't want women playing professional football. Who wants to see an 800-pound man falling on a tiny woman? You don't want to see that. It would disturb
totally
me.
I kind of do.
Well, not you know how we roll, but for argument's sake, we don't want to see a woman getting crushed or punched in the nose or elbowed or, you know, you'd be like, oh, you know, he hit her so hard. But this is the one time, the one thing in history, if no other thing, where you can say this should be an equal playing ground. What the fuck are some of you guys out there afraid of?
Because when we're in a game, we are not women. We are players.
Just
like
you.
You're
fucking kidding. I mean, I got tiny little thumbs. These tiny little thumbs, totally going to kick your ass.
Girl, I can kick ass at games. Like, I'm not good. I don't like PvP, but I will smoke your ass in any other type of game, for real. I just, I will smoke your ass.
And honestly,
I was talking to somebody about a PvP game last night, and I just about needed fresh panties after that.
Here's the thing. Like, for me, that's great. For me, I'm not particularly good at a specific game or a specific genre, but, you know, taking that as a standpoint of somebody who helps run a website, you know, I'm not terrible. I know how to, you know, what axis I need to turn to get to, you know, what domination flag or whatever. But, you know, even it's a double-edged sword, because if you're good at games and you're a female, you're a fat lesbian.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes.
And if you're bad at games, if you're new at a game, then that's why you need to get back in the kitchen. Yes. It's like there's no, but you know, every guy gamer picked up a controller and was fucking Jesus at the game. Nobody, there was no learning curve for men ever in a video game.
Of course not. Of course not.
And B, they all have fucking washboard abs because they all, you
of
know,
course.
You know, my favorite is like, oh, you must be fat because you're out on a Friday night. Oh, I'm sorry. What club are you at right now? Are
yeah,
you
exactly.
at club
exactly. Fuck you, motherfuckers. If you're here talking to me to make fun of me, you're at home too, assholes.
Yeah, you know, and it's like you must be fat. Oh, okay. And do you work for Abercrombie & Fitch?
Yeah.
What spread can I look at you? Do you work, were you in GQ? What modeling agency do you work for there, Chief?
This is the thing though. I don't get on Vent. I don't get on Voice because I have a very distinctive, I guess, sexual voice. Even when I don't try to, it just kind of happens. And I really don't mean to. I promise. But this happens when I'm playing a game. I really try not to, but if I'm focusing on something, my voice kind of drops, and I guess it gets kind of husky. And then guys are like, "Oh, hey, how you doing?" I'm like, "Oh shit, guys, I just want to play the game. Can we just play?" So at that point, I don't ever get in voice. I don't get in Skype. I don't get in anything. I just play. And as far as they know, I really do have, you know, a twig and berries between my legs. As far as they know,
I have that issue because the minute they start that shit, I duel them, and then I kick their ass all over the place.
Sometimes,
and
just,
it's like, go ahead, motherfucker, talk more.
No,
shit.
I just don't even bother. I'm like, whatever, dude. I just want to play. They ask me, do you want to get in Vent? I say, no, man, my mic doesn't work, and they totally assume I'm a guy, and everything's all kosher. Everything's just wonderful.
Let me get Southern for a minute.
Oh, God.
You start talking about me being a girl, I will stomp a fucking mud hole in your ass. That's a Southernism for you Northern people. That's a Southernism. I will stomp a mud hole in your ass in some PvP just at that moment.
Yes.
My favorite
thing. I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
One of my DQ here was playing, but when we used to play Burnout, this was my favorite saying. Whenever we had guys in the room, because they'd be going, oh, girls are playing the racing game, and I'd say, guys, get a good look at my ass, because that's the last you're going to see of me, and then I'd hit the gas, and I'm gone. They're like, oh, I'm gone. But this, is again, has nothing to do with being female. The only thing that is a problem being a female gamer is sometimes some of the games make us a little nauseous, but I figured out a way around that fucking trick.
I've never had an issue with that yet.
God, yeah, I have.
I have, but the trick is, for me anyway, it doesn't work for all women, and it is to sit 5 feet away from the TV, get your bottle of water, and chew the gum, and just work it. That's it. I have no issues then.
I don't think I've ever been sick from a game.
Well, you know what, Ginger? We haven't actually had a marathon with you where we make you play for like 4 or 5 hours straight.
Oh,
what do
good.
I do most
things
really anyway? Oh, I'm talking about a game where you have to be rotating around. Something is moving.
Oh, God, no. Star Wars
Dark
did that to me.
Camelot? Running around out in the...
That doesn't really rotate a whole lot. I think the worst one for the nausea probably is Burnout. And then Second Life will be the next one on that range. If you're building... I'm talking building 4 or 5 hours straight. You'll
God,
get sick.
Yes.
You'll get sick rotating around something to make the angles and stuff right. Yeah. Thank you, White Wolf fan, for retweeting that. Uh-oh, I think I just started a war.
Uh-oh, what happened?
I'm tweeting while we're talking. Say, being a male doesn't make you a better gaming. Just makes you a gamer.
It doesn't.
Somebody said being female, however, does make you a gamer. Oh, thank you, Nat Fold. That's nice. That's a nice tweet.
That's a nice guy right there. That's a nice guy.
That's a nice tweet. Oh, okay.
I like that tweet. That's a nice tweet.
That's a nice tweet right there. I like it.
Y'all are so awesome.
I guess just for women in the industry, just take a step back and just think about this is what, and I think this is probably one of the best compliments I've ever given a female in the industry. I did an interview with Vanessa Reynolds for We the Gamers, and this by no means is insulting to the frag dolls. I don't mean to insult them by any means, but that's just not what she wants to do. She doesn't want to be known as beautiful, although she's fucking hot, dude. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you, she should be in front of the camera, but she doesn't want to be. Kind of like, all right, whatever. But she was saying how, you know, she wants to develop a game that involves physics and allows, you know, women as well as men to practice and be smart, and you know, to kind of show that gaming can help. I mean, wasn't it gaming a game that helped solve like some fucking sickness or something?
Oh, that's the Fold-It.
Yeah.
You know the one I'm talking about? Yeah, we found the cure. We isolated something, the gene that causes AIDS or something, or cancer.
Yeah. So, you know, who's to say that, you know, whatever she does, we might find, you know, a rift in time. Maybe we'll make actual portals. I'll just go ahead and have her develop that right now.
If you can get on that, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah, so go ahead, Vanessa. If you don't, if you're listening, just get on that.
Go ahead, get on it.
But, all right, get on this, Duke.
I was waiting for it.
All right, anyway. And she said, I don't want to be a frag doll. She's like, I don't want to be I don't want to have the opportunity to be looked at as an object. And I thought about it, and, you know, just because I feel like they have to fit a certain mold. And maybe I'm wrong, and if I am, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to insult the frag dolls or anything. But I thought about it, and I said, you know, if I ever have a daughter, that's what I want her to realize, that she doesn't have to be a certain type of girl to get into the industry or to do anything that she wants to do. She just has to be smart, and she has to be able.
Remember, you and I were talking about this offline the other night. I don't know any of the current frag dolls. I know all the original ones. And in the original ones, yes, they were pretty girls, but they were smart. Roulette is not a, you know, she happens to be pretty, but she's the one who started the frag doll. She's the one who ran Ubisoft's community. I think she graduated from UCLA, Yale, or some shit like that.
Yeah,
she's super
smart.
And that was true of all of them, very intelligent women. They just happened to be pretty. And even when they came about, there was a backlash. Well, they're too pretty. And this is the thing that I think irritated me the most, even from the female community. Well, they're too pretty. Well, I'm sorry. Should we all be ugly? Should we all walk? You know, what is it that you want? It's not like they didn't have their resumes up and they're not pretty girls. They're not smart girls, and they're not really gamers. So what is it that you want?
They didn't fit a type of pretty. I mean, if you look at Roulette, Roulette is gorgeous. You know, Morgan is a beautiful girl. You know, but she's got red hair. You know, she's not like the big boobs, blonde hair, blue eyes. You know, I mean, I don't remember how big her boobs are.
Well,
but
she does have some big boobs. She does have some boobs.
I'm sorry, I was looking at her brain.
I'm looking at her brain. That's talented right there.
But let me point out this too. Now the original girls that are frag dolls, as pretty as you saw them, I saw them at their ugliest. Cold cream. I got pimple cream. I'm coming down the hallway. My fuzzy slippers. Just hair messed up. You know, breast smelling bad. The thing is, Ubisoft. I don't know who's handling the frag doll stuff now. I'm going to go on a limb and say it's not the same original person, because their original purpose was exactly what we were hoping that they would be, was to show you that, yes, there happen to be some girls who are pretty who can game. Now, they didn't hypersexualize them. If you can go back at their website and look at the pictures, they're not showing anything. There's no boob showing. Nobody's, you know, hanging out. And you met Amy. Now, do you think Amy would have joined that if her boobs had to hang out? Oh, somebody would have been called all kind of bitches and hoes up at Ubisoft. Amy, we're going to need you to wear this bikini. Bitch, what? Oh, fuck, no. You wear the bikini, bitch? Wait, man, let me use a favorite term. Fucking hooker? No, I'm not wearing it.
Oh, Gladys got you again, girl. Hold on.
Oh, did you get the fucking hooker part?
We did. We got the fucking hooker part. Yeah, we got the fucking hooker part.
That's her favorite use. But now, I'm saying.
Hang on,
Gladys. Still Gladys.
Why are you
She's all up in your space, girl.
She is. Yeah,
you want me.
Hard.
You want me, don't you, GLaDOS?
There we go.
You want me. I knew you wanted me, GLaDOS.
Man, I haven't seen GLaDOS in forever. I'm so sad.
Aww.
I liked GLaDOS.
See, now that's another thing. We don't even know if the person you were talking to was GLaDOS was a girl or a guy, and it didn't matter.
Huh?
As it shouldn't matter.
Yep.
It really shouldn't.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we got to move on from this topic.
All right. Can I do mine? Because
is it the one from this morning? Is it the lady?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I was going to do the guy, but we can do
Are we going to get mad again?
Oh, yes.
Which one are we going to do, the girl or the guy? We'll do the girl. All right. So a story this morning, a couple of players from War to Glory, a 39-year-old woman. Does she give her name? It doesn't look like it gives her name. Oh, yes. Lisa Carroll from Joppa. Lisa Carroll from somewhere, from Maryland, there we go, was having an affair with a 16-year-old boy from Joppa, Florida.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, they met in the online game War to Glory. Apparently, they flew bombers together. I don't know how it came about, but it looks like the teen got into a fight with his parents, and in that fight told his parents that he was in a relationship with a 39-year-old woman.
Oh, God.
Parents, of course, contacted the police.
Get it.
Yeah. The teen apparently planned to marry the woman, even.
Ugh.
Wait, how old was he? Sorry, how old was he again?
He was 16.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, a little issue with this. When the police went to go
That's
pick
a skull,
her up
brother.
His house. Yeah. Yeah, and this woman's not pretty. Yeah, so when the police went to go pick her up
not
at her
that
house,
it matters.
But it does matter that she was married.
Okay,
oh, my
weird.
God.
Yeah, yeah. So apparently it looks like she might have actually been planning to go down and have sex with this boy, meet this boy. It doesn't say if they've had sex, but it says Florida road trip for sex ends badly. So I'm thinking she hadn't left yet. Apparently, the age of consent in Maryland is 16, but in Florida, it's a crime for anyone under 16 or 17 to have sex with anybody over the age of 23.
Oh.
So not only is this pic- if you go over to Game Politics, they've got a picture. Well, they got a video, but the picture is right up there. Not pretty. 16-year-old boy. Seriously, I don't care how bad you have it with the girls in high school, you can do better than this.
Oh, damn. Okay, wait, to put it on the gaming side, what were they playing?
War to Glory.
I'm DC game?
Looks like it, yes.
Okay, where to even start with this? Okay, PC games, I know the ESRB rating is all... Yeah, it's all crazy. Why?
It's a browser game, so yeah.
Okay. Yeah, see, this is exactly why Facebook, Android, Apple, we're looking at you saying you need ESRB ratings. This is exactly why.
Yes. Yes, yes, I agree.
And where the fuck were your parents?
Yes, yes.
I'm severely weirded out now.
I mean, seriously, okay, she's 39. She's... Seriously, I would have just bought a blow-up sheet because, yeah, the blow-up sheet is pretty.
Okay, and, moving
know,
on from that.
I know it should be that she's pretty, but you're 16. You can get anything
at that point. Don't make me break the gag out. Okay, now, here's the thing. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I can hear you.
Okay, good. I taught 16-year-olds, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know how they think. I know how volatile they can be, how emotional they can be, and frankly, I think this is just disgusting. And this does bring up a lot of good points. Number one, what the fuck? What were your parents doing?
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a browser game, okay, but still, your parents need to be aware of what you're doing. I don't care how old you are. Okay? Number two, what the hell is a 39-year-old doing hooking up with someone online?
That is what I said this... Oh, no, that's not exactly what I said this morning.
Now,
39, what the hell are you doing with a 16-year-old? What does the 16-year-old have to offer you at all?
But here's the thing, okay? Now, I can kind of understand if she had not known how old this kid was, but obviously
mm-hmm.
she knew.
Mm-hmm.
And, but this brings up a whole other point as well. You have to be careful when you're in an online relationship with someone because you never know who they really are. They could tell you that they are a 32-year-old
oh, God.
Heart surgeon or some shit.
Hey, you're telling my story.
I'm not.
No, remember I told y'all that story. I told it again this morning. I said I had met a 16-year-old boy
who was telling me
he was a doctor, and turns out his father was a doctor is why he was good with the medical terminology. And this was before the days of webcam and all that stuff.
God
so.
Almighty.
Are you looking at them going, ew?
Yes.
So you see what I said about. But no, the other deal is she's 39, he's 16. He has no job. He has no insurance. He has no car. He has no schooling.
Like
he has no house. He has no credit card for you to use. What the hell? There are no shoes. There are no dresses. What the fuck?
Is she trying to do it for the sex? Because I'm going to tell you, honey, I remember sex at that age. It wasn't that good.
No, and that's the other thing I said on Twitter earlier. I mean, hell, I remember sex in high school. The boys didn't know what to do.
They didn't know where the hell the clit was. They didn't know.
No, they just
wanted to get theirs and be like, oh, yeah, I'm the bomb. I'm awesome.
Like 2 seconds and they were done.
Yeah, exactly. I remember sex around that age. It was not good.
Yeah. Look, no. Jay says this morning, says, well, he has a strong back. I says, I don't need a strong back. I need not speed, but accuracy.
Thank you very much. I need not speed, but stamina. How about that?
Yes, thank you. I need you to know where everything is.
Yes, and I need you to be able to keep up with me. Because I'll tell you something, my sex drive is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Well, so is hers, apparently. That's why she thought she needed a 16-year-old.
See, and the other horrible part about this is her husband was at home when she came to be when the cops came to arrest her. He knew nothing about it. He found out his wife was cheating on him with a 16-year-old boy as the cops were taking her away in handcuffs.
Poor guy.
So he won't be posting her bail, is what you're saying.
Hey, I'd be like, bitch, rot.
He's smart, he won't.
I'd be like, bitch, rot. Just rot.
So see, they would have been hauling her ass down to the jail. I'd have been on my way to the courthouse to file paperwork.
Damn right. That same very fucking day. And why are you divorcing my wife? Because she's a skank, hoe, nasty, pedophilic bitch.
Oh.
Hell yeah, and I want the house, and I want all the money, and I want everything. I want the cars,
and
I want the dog, I want the kids.
And I want her character on.
Exactly.
I want it all.
I love you, Molly.
Oh, Molly, you're awesome.
See, musical Tourette's. I'm trying to figure. It's not even the looks thing.
It's not even the looks. It really isn't.
I was just driving, you know, I've done long drives. And I don't wear makeup. I know that my mugshot, when I get arrested for trying to have sex with
girl,
16-year-old,
she could be,
mine's
she
not
going to
be good either.
Yeah, she could be a fucking supermodel and still be a skank hoe bitch for what she did.
Remember the teacher? Remember the other teacher? The real pretty one that was doing this very same thing? Yeah, she was model-esque looking, and she was just as fucked up
she
and crazy.
Just as fucked up and skanky.
I mean,
just
seriously.
As bad.
I mean, come on. What does the 16-year-old boy have to offer? All right, he's got a penis. That's it.
You could find a penis on someone your age.
No shit. You can buy battery-powered ones that are better.
Right?
No. Oh, damn. You know where to put it.
Me and my Hitachi get along great. I'm telling you.
I'm trying to understand. Well, Ginger is right. Okay, I'm trying to get it in my head. Okay. Baby, when you go to your job at the McDonald's, remember to bring home the fries. Make sure they're hot.
Don't put too much salt on them like last time. You know that
remember,
just makes me gain weight.
Look, and remember to stop by the Family Dollar to get me my new shirt.
No.
Like I said this morning,
what are you going to do? Live in his room?
The only reason I will be talking to a 16-year-old is his name was Mark Zuckerberg, and he's about to turn 17 or 18 and be legal. And even then, you stand far over there until you turn 18, baby.
Exactly.
Oh, I love you. Oh, I love you. I'm always going to love you. Oh, we're going to be so wonderful together in 2 years.
The day you turn 18, we are going right down to the courthouse.
I'm only going to show them the top part of the boob, too, baby. Look, see, it's part of what you're going to get when you turn 18.
Exactly. But not until you turn 18, because otherwise,
Zuckerberg. Look at who I picked. Zuckerberg. Bitch, you picked some no-name, nondescript.
Well, what?
And we're
engaged.
You're gonna feel about it. I mean, seriously, what did he give you? A blow pop ring?
A candy necklace.
Oh, I wonder who. What's in the wonderful?
Oh, I fucking love you, Molly.
Baby, you can keep whatever is in there, okay? I love you so much.
Awesome.
Just let me eat the chocolate, but you can have whatever is inside.
He's like, I'm gonna get you the best kitchen ever. It gives her an easy bake oven.
Look, I got you the special mix. This one has the sprinkles.
But now you can bake us a cake and we can celebrate our anniversary.
And play hopscotch when we
Yeah, like what do they have in common? Like we both really like juice.
We both like the color purple.
We both love Dunkaroos. That was just our favorite. We could just sit on the couch and eat Dunkaroos and drink juice all day.
You know, I'm thinking that the game was pretty much the only thing they had in common. That and both were probably really horny.
Yeah.
Because, you know, 16-year-old boys are fucking horny.
I'm sorry. 16-year-old boys, no. Even if I were younger, no.
No.
I don't
my 16-year-old
even
boy.
When I was 16-year-old boy, or when I was 16-year-old boy, even when I was a 16-year-old girl, I didn't like 16-year-old boys.
No, when I was 16, I was hooking up with guys older than me.
Yeah. I was freshman in high school.
Well, were they 32?
No, they were like... well,
no, they were like 30.
One was 19, totally, and then when I hit 17, I had a college boyfriend. That's right, bitch. I rocked a college boyfriend at my senior prom.
What? I did that freshman year. He drove me to school every day.
That's right. Fuck that.
Oh, my senior year, my boyfriend was 24.
What? That's only 6 years, though, because you're probably 18.
Ew, so that's huge in high school. She was like a slut.
That's true. Hey, I was not a slut.
But I was a kiss girl. Slut. I'm a bad girl now.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're a bad girl.
But guess what? I'm old enough to be a bad girl, and I ain't going to get arrested for it neither.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's true. And you're not going to be hooking up with some 16-year-old boy to be a bad girl either.
Again, unless his name is Zuckerberg. I got no
You know, some 16-year-old boy is going to message you and be like, my name's Mark Zuckerberg. I think you're looking for
me. I'll be like, bitch, you ain't got no Facebook. Get off my
Like, if you only got three friends on your Facebook, you ain't
Facebook.
You
ain't Mark Zuckerberg. When
they drop.
Mm-hmm. All right, so next story. What's up? Oh, my God.
Can I do my other story? Because we need to find this guy.
Yes.
All right, anybody? You got to go. I'm going to link this in chat, by the way. And I should have linked this other one in chat. My bad. But I'm going to link this one first. And anyways, that guy, you see that picture? Anybody know him? Please call the FBI. That guy's name is Rex Reichert. He's been missing since 1992. He's on the run for allegedly sexually abusing two boys who are in his care, ages 10 and 14. Let me see exactly what he was tried with. He was he made the boys play games while naked and offered them money for withstanding painful abuse. Why is this on a gaming forum? Well, Reichert apparently was the creator of some arcade game back in the day. I don't even see the name of it now. But anyways.
It was a board game. It was a board game, Nuclear Armageddon.
Right. There we go. So if you have that, please burn that. Collegeville police charged Reichert with criminal attempt with intent to commit the crime of involuntary deviant sexual intercourse. Criminal solicitation with the intent of promoting or facilitating the commissions of the crime of involuntary sexual intercourse, indecent assault, corruption of a minor, and endangering the welfare of children on September 28th of 1990.
And when you find him, if you accidentally, I don't know, castrate him, I don't think anybody would mind.
Yeah, but there is a number. I don't get going.
Please give it out. I just had to, you know.
Yeah, if I can talk, the number is 202-324-3000. So, yes, there is a picture. Please go check it out. If you know this guy,
please. Why don't you repeat that for everybody?
It is 202-324-3000. So, if you know this guy, if you've seen this guy, they say he's about 57 years old, or no, he is 57 years old, approximately 5'10", weighs around 150 pounds, has gray hair and gray eyes, and wears glasses.
Now,
he sounds like a creep.
He really does sound like a creep. Now, please note that he will probably have changed his appearance somewhat to try to hide, but if you know anybody slightly resembling that, call the number anyway. Because I would like them to catch this dude and put him where he belongs, behind bars, where all the inmates can beat the fuck out of him for being a child.
Repeatedly, every day.
No, what you do is you bring him by my house, tie to a chair, and just leave him in the front yard with a bow on him and say, have fun, Corey, because that's exactly what I'm going to do. I got some gasoline and some lemon juice and some bleach and some razor blades. We're going to have fun. You and me, Rex.
There you go.
Fucker.
That's just nasty.
What? Okay. Oof. This people is why some of you out there, if you run across somebody like this on Xbox, because there are quite a few of them that want you to take off your clothes, and it's not just little boys, they want to do it to the women too.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on? Who is falling down?
I think it's Molly Pop.
sorry, everyone.
Stop drinking. Stand up.
I wish that wasn't the
stand
issue.
Up like a woman when you gonna be able to hold your liquor. But it's
I just can't support my own weight.
Damn. But if you run across somebody like this, you know, Microsoft, of course, has a no tolerance, zero tolerance tolerance policy for things like this. Yep. Make sure you report them. And I'm really wishing we get some more things like this for PC games. This is one of the times that Steam would be good. I don't know if they have a report. Well, they do have a report abuse thing, but I don't know how serious they take it, seeing as it's not a whole lot of webcam stuff going on Steam. I know on Live, you know, a whole lot of webcam stuff is going on there. Really, we really need something like this online. Government, if you're not going to appoint some type of police task force that's online, which there should be. There should have been a long time ago. Think about this. Everybody keeps saying this. The Internet is kind of like the Wild West. It really is. There's mm-hmm. no police presence on the Internet. And the people
Did you
that
just
you're
say
watching.
Police? Police?
Police. Yeah, I'm serious. There's no type of any lawful legal enforcement when you're on the web to where if something happens, you can get some help. You know, even if it's suicide or if somebody is flashing you on the webcam or you see somebody about to commit some type of crime mm-hmm. against somebody, a child, a rape, a murder, you can't tell anybody. And if you call your local law enforcement, honestly, they have no idea what to do. So instead of watching Kim.com and chasing Kim all around the world.
Whoa.
What is that?
What is wrong? What are you doing?
Sorry, everyone. I'm sorry.
What happened? are you dying?
What the hell was that?
I mean, I could tell you and be honest, and I feel like I don't want to share that on.
Okay. That's all right. Move on.
We don't want to know. Yeah, but there's no...
No, I'm done for the night. I'm going home.
Oh, wow. I love you, Polly.
Oh, you made snow snort. That's it.
Oh, my God, Polly. I still want to share that on air.
No, we can't share that one on air.
No, that's something we can't share.
Oh, come on, man.
No, you can't share that on air. No.
Molly,
boys and girls, I just want to say goodbye because this will be the last time I'll ever be on this radio show.
But we need some type of police presence on the internet instead of them chasing down Kim.com and trying to put him behind bars forever. People like this pedophile guy and anybody else that's on, you know, Xbox and some of them on Facebook can just get away with everything because our government police task force, all of them are so far behind the technology and chasing the wrong fucking people. Yep. Kim.com doesn't need to be put in jail lifetime sentence. This guy needs to go to jail lifetime sentence. The woman who's there trying to have sex with a little boy, lifetime sentence. I think she should be sterilized. They should take out your fucking uterus, bitch. You shouldn't have any kids ever.
I also want to point out before you move on that for those young ones who are listening, who really should not be listening because this is an adult show, by the way, but some of you probably are listening, so pay attention right now. What Corey is talking about does not have to do just with video. If anyone is harassing you in text either, you need to let someone know or you need to just leave that particular person alone for good. I don't care what they're doing. If anyone is asking you to do anything sexual, anything uncomfortable, anything of the sort, leave. Never talk to them again. Mute them, because I'm going to tell you something. If they're asking you to do that kind of thing, I would say 99.999999% of the time, it's somebody doing something they're not supposed to do.
This is true.
Okay? So please just leave them alone. Just until you are a consenting adult, until you are an actual consenting adult, not a minor, okay, please just stay out of that particular subject area.
It's like this. It's in our schools. You two are teachers. We got Molly and Snow. They're teachers. Did you guys ever see any class where they taught internet etiquette, things that you should not? Yeah. See, some of these kids, they're not aware when somebody says something to them that it's something that shouldn't be said to them. Some of them don't know how to handle it, and maybe it does make them feel uncomfortable. And I'm going to say probably 95% of the time it does. But what are they supposed to do? Because our government is so focused on, we got to get rid of Mega Upload. They're stealing movies. Bitch, there's people getting mugged, murdered, raped, sexually harassed online that actually need somebody to step in and say something or catch these fuckers. Because one time it's going to be, they say something wrong to somebody and they just say, you know, okay, I'm going to go, I don't want to talk to this person. And the other time they're going to push them into giving information, their house, you know, where you live. and they're going to end up getting kidnapped or raped or murdered because mm-hmm. they don't really know how to handle the situation. There's not enough information. There's not enough being done. You all are worried about the wrong fucking things, government. You want to ban the games, but you don't want to police the internet. And then when you do want to police the internet, well, we want to do SOPA, basically so we don't have to watch. We just want to say, just shut it all down. We don't want to watch it.
Yep.
Unless you're stealing a movie.
And then it's on, bitch. It is on like Donkey Kong.
You deserve, bitch, you're going to go to jail for the rest of your life. You stole
yes,
my movie.
I know. I mean, what was it we were talking about this morning? They had people looking, they had Interpol and something else looking for people that ran some Dutch website, was it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, Greek. Some kind of Greek. Yeah.
Interpol is looking for them. Why is Interpol not looking for this fucker here? And this?
No kidding, right? This guy's been missing since 1992. What the motherfuck?
But we can't find him. But we're looking for you, Kim.com.
What was it? There was something. It was like they put the guy who got the guy from Mega Upload, you know, what his trial what jail time he was facing. Mm-hmm. And I think it was like 25 years or something like that. And then a guy who I think raped and murdered 3 or 4 people. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and this might not be completely accurate, but his, like, he was on parole, and was going to get released in 5 years.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean, and that may not have been, like, the exact facts, but it was something substantial like that, where somebody who murdered and killed somebody is getting an easier sentence than somebody who, honestly, Mega Upload wasn't even necessarily... it was used the way that it wasn't intended. Mega Upload. We use Mega Upload, or we use sites similar to Mega Upload, not to pirate material, but like let's say when we're working on our YouTube channel, one of our writers makes a video, wants me to edit it for him. He would upload it to Mega Upload. I'd download it, edit it, upload it to the website because the files was too big to send to me.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not illegal.
No.
That's work. You know,
which is what we were saying. You can't fault the person who made Mega Upload because mm-hmm. his service that he created wasn't used the way he intended it.
Right.
So a lot of people don't use cars the way they're intended either.
You don't intend
vehicles to run over people, but people do it.
And that's like getting mad at somebody who uses a blow dryer and electrocutes themselves or electrocutes somebody else. Are you going to sue the maker of the blow dryer because that's what they used it for?
Of course you are.
It makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Perfect sense.
Or like when sued McDonald's for spilling the hot coffee. Like
oh, yeah.
He had the hot coffee in his lap, and the coffee was too hot, you know.
I mean, I will totally admit that I've got the whole personal grievance thing that goes on with this, so.
Yeah. But that music, ladies and gentlemen, means that the show is coming to a close. So,
yay!
Tune in tomorrow to catch Ginger and Corey to the news. And then on Tuesday, we have our Pixinista edition of Gamer Girls Radio, where we will no doubt be just as sassy, because, you know, I'm feeling sassy today. We'll be just as sassy. I don't know. On that particular show, favorite us if you like us, and favorite us if you don't, because that's how we roll. Say bye, ladies.
Bye, ladies.
So now it's over for you.
First you try to trap me, then you bust a cap in my ass.
Oh no, you didn't.
Such humiliation will bring annihilation at last.
Oh no, you didn't.
It will be delicious when I get vicious tomorrow.
Oh no, you didn't.
There's no second chances, you will do the dance of sorrow.
Oh no, you didn't.
Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Didn't you? Oh no, you didn't pay me what you owe me. So now it's over for you.
What a fool. Alright, come on.
Oh no, you didn't. Better watch your back, boy. Keep running. This ain't
ain't just a game, I'll never stop coming. I got my arsenal, I put out the call. And when I'm finished, y'all, you'll be a rag doll.
Fool, try to diss me, now you're gonna wish you were dead.
Oh no, you didn't.
After I deliver, your blood will be a river of red.
Oh no, you didn't.
Better beware when no one's there to defend you.
Oh no, you didn't.
So many ways to kill, it's gonna be a thrill to end you.
Oh no, you didn't.
Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Didn't you? Oh no, you didn't pay me what you owe.
And that's all, folks.